KDWB, Corey Foley's Ultimate Flashback, and there you go, Corey's favorite songs of all time. Right now, she's hanging all over Scotty Davis.
Really?
And, you know,
it smells good.
Yeah.
He always does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Scotty Davis, now, are you really ever normally up this early in the morning, dude?
No.
No, I didn't think so.
But he heard there was free breakfast.
I came here for Corey. And really? Eggs with cheese.
And free Corey.
Mmm.
Delicious.
Corey with cheese.
That doesn't sound good.
No, it really doesn't.
Nope. Oh, really?
Steve, are we getting any text messages in here? It's 53921-KDWB1. We got any text messages?
Yeah, we have a bunch of someone named Jenny Lee wants one last shout out for Jenny Lee in St. Paul.
Jenny Lee.
Okay, very nice.
Just a whole bunch of good luck from Minneapolis. We'll miss you. We love you. We're excited for the new girl, that kind of stuff.
Very nice.
Hurry. You can't be fast enough.
If you want to come down and be on the radio station and fill in for Corey from anywhere from like 30 seconds to 3 hours, we really don't know. We'll have people on the show on Monday morning starting at 5 o'clock. Just go to KDWB.com, find directions, and we will bring you up to the radio station. We'll give you headphones and a microphone, put you in Corey's spot, and you'll be on the air until we get, what do you think, maybe like 100 text messages saying, get her off.
Yeah.
She sucks.
That sounds good.
Something like
Let's
that.
Let's do 101, Dave.
101 text messages.
Good job, Steve-O.
Clever. Right.
So if you come by, we've already got our first volunteer.
Yep.
Somebody from the message board named Stinky Buns is going to come by. She'll be first. Yeah, that's Stinky Buns from the message board. And she'll be on first on Monday morning. And then if you think she's great, then you don't text in.
Yep.
But if you think she sucks, then you would text in something like, she sucks.
She sucks.
Okay. Or shoot her or punch her in the throat.
Okay.
Push her down the stairs.
Okay.
Feed her to the lions, that type of thing.
All right.
We get 101 and then... then you're gone. So, but this could be your big break because another station might hear you and say, wow, she sounds really good.
Are you saying she could work for Van?
It could be Van
and Stinky Buns, you know?
Wow.
You just never know. So
huge.
Do that on Monday. You don't have to call or pre-qualify or anything. Just show up. Just show up. We have very low standards on the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show.
You don't need much.
We're going to come back with Corey's top things you need to know. We got also Blind Luck. We're live at Majors in Bloomington. A good crowd. Do you feel loved? Do you feel the love
I
in here?
Do. Let
the crowd. Show the love, crowd. Come on.
Yes. It's so nice. And they brought, like, some people brought treats. And I got fun little stuff. It's so nice. I didn't expect that at all. So
I heard you had spaghetti pie over there, too.
Spaghetti pie?
Really?
Yeah. Don't think I'm not going home after this and just kind of getting in bed with that spaghetti pie.
All right, we're going to be here until 9 o'clock. Gary Spivey's coming up at 7 o'clock this morning. The world's most gifted psychic. Free breakfast at Majors in Bloomington with 101.3 KDWB.
The Dave Ryan in the Morning Show
returns in seconds on 101.3
KDWB.
Fortunately, your Friday ride in already sees a crash. Let's start off in Brooklyn Center with that accident. 94 eastbound looks like it's at Brooklyn Boulevard. We have a vehicle on the left shoulder, one's on the right. Very slow traffic right now prior to the scene. We're also stacking up a bit through Cottage Grove. Highway 61 northbound from 80th Street to 494. And Highway 36 slowing down just a bit westbound from Edgerton Street to Dale Street. Don't forget, coming up on Tuesday, Highway 36 shuts down completely from White Bear Avenue to Century Avenue. That's going to continue till the fall. I'm Kirsten Klein with Total Traffic on 101.3 KDWB.
My kids have a problem. They send text messages, picture messages, video messages. If there's a kind of message, they're going to send it about 1,000 times a day. And that's when it became my problem. We got charged every time they went over their limit, which was all the time. We thought about breaking their thumbs, but that would only slow them down. We needed to fix the problem. We needed Verizon Wireless. With their new America's Choice Select calling plan, our whole family gets unlimited text, instant picture, and video messages to anyone in the U.S., no matter which wireless network they use.
Get unlimited messaging included with an America's Choice Select Family Share plan from Verizon Wireless. For more details, visit us online or just call 1-877-2-BY-VZW.
Also, by the way, FYI to all you dudes, all you swordsmen who like dueling with someone who's packing the same weapon you are.
Mm-hmm.
After breaking up with that guy from The Amazing Race, Lance Bass is out there and ready to joust.
Oh, good.
He is ready. He says, I'm in such a great place. I'm so happy I'm myself again. It's nice to be able to just date because I've never been out on a date in my life.
Wow.
Gross.
You guys, step to it.
Who said gross?
Crisco.
That was Scotty.
What?
That was Scotty.
It was not me.
Scotty.
Trust me, it's not Scotty.
Gross. Crisco, you wish you could get someone on that calendar.
Yeah, because I sound like, gross.
All right.
Waka waka.
Who said this mystery quote?
With the McDonald's.
Tell me this mystery quote, and I will get for you. I'm going to give you a chance right now to win Star Party tickets or the Wiggles. Your choice, Star Party or the Wiggles, okay? Who said, I hate sleeping alone? Was it Justin Timberlake, Heather Mills, or Lindsay Lohan? It was one of the three. Who said, I hate sleeping alone? Justin Timberlake, Heather Mills, or Lindsay Lohan? Call me if you got an answer or a guess on that, 651-989-KWB, and you will get Star Party tickets. Your boy got arrested the other day.
Who?
I know.
Hugh Grant.
Oh, yeah.
Detained him for questioning after he threw a tub of baked beans. That
lost
is
it.
A tub of baked beans.
He lost it.
The pictures are so funny because he looks so mad, and he just launches it, and you see the beans all over the middle of the street. It's like, oh, really?
Dude, the quote that he was throwing it at paparazzi, right?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
he said something horrible.
I might not have heard. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. He says, he says something about the two kids, because the photographer has two kids.
Yeah.
And Hugh Grant said, I hope they die of effing cancer. That's Hugh Grant. That's your boy.
Taking him off my list now.
Wow. And that is what prompted the guy to go to the police.
Yeah. You are officially unhot now.
Yeah, that kind of will do it right there. It's amazing that it's come to this, but a judge in India has issued an arrest warrant for Richard Gere after he publicly kissed Indian actress Shilpa Shetty on the cheek.
Isn't that crazy?
During an AIDS awareness rally earlier this month, the judge called his public display of affection, quote, transgressed all limits of vulgarity. He called it, quote, highly sexually erotic. I was going to vacation in India, cancel my trip.
Yeah, really.
I saw the kiss. It was, he like dipped her.
Yeah.
You know, you dip a woman and then he kissed her on the cheek and it was kind of long, but it wasn't offensive or, he didn't cop a feel. It wasn't like Akon.
Well, there's cultural differences because like if you go to I think South America and you make the okay sign like this in some countries, and I can't tell you exactly where, it means butthole. That's what it means. So
I believe it.
Yeah, it's true.
That's there you go. Dave.
That's it. Thank you, Scotty. So, and then there's other countries where you can't do certain things because, and that's one of them apparently in India.
Yeah.
He was on Jon Stewart's show last night talking about it, and he said, over there it's kind of happens all the time. People get arrested for that all the time.
Really?
It's kind of just thrown out in court.
It's on TV right now, which is kind of ironic.
Yeah. Don't you think? It's like getting a parking ticket over here.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. By the way, the guy who instituted the movie rating systems, Jack Valenti, has died. Longtime president of the Motion Picture Association of America. He died. He was 85. He will be remembered as the guy who instituted the movie rating systems back in 1968.
Wow.
It's kind of a slow dirt day. I don't know if
I
you tell
that.
This or not.
It really isn't a lot.
Movies open up this weekend next with Nicolas Cage as a guy who has the ability to see a few minutes into the future, which lets him change events before they actually happen.
I see myself getting hair plugs.
I mean, that's kind of a lame superpower. You see a few minutes into the future. Isn't that kind of like being able to generate toast whenever you want it? It's like, well, can you stop? Can you run faster than a speeding bullet?
No.
No. Can you fly?
No.
No.
I can make toast whenever I want.
Wow.
Right here.
With jam.
You see a few minutes in the future. I mean, I guess you could use something like that. I don't know, down at Mystic Lake or Treasure Island.
Oh, that's
true.
That
might come in handy.
Yeah.
All right. Like I said,
slow
dirt day. Let's see if we get a winner on this this question a little while ago. Nicole is on the phone. Hello, Nicole.
Hello, Dave.
Who said, I hate sleeping alone? Who was it that said that?
Lindsay Lohan.
It was Lindsay Lohan.
Are we surprised?
Who would like to know that she will club, drink, and fornicate as much as she wants to. Thank you very much. She says, I'm at the point where, oh my God, I'm going to go out. I work hard enough. I know how to take care of myself. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I will say, though, that it's so much harder to stay sober in New York, though it's hard in L.A. not to go out. It gets lonely. Being an actress is lonely, and I never want to be alone.
Oh, my God.
When I do blow, I want to be with somebody.
That's Nicole, what part of town are you calling from?
Forest Lake.
Would you say goodbye to Corey Foley as a representative of Forest Lake this morning? Will you go ahead and do that for us?
Goodbye, Corey Foley. You'll be missed.
Goodbye, Forest Lake.
Forest Lake!
Would you rather have Wiggles tickets or Star Party tickets?
Sadly, I would love Wiggles tickets.
Nerd. No, you know what? I understand. I'm going to guess you have the kids, Nicole, right?
I do.
How old are your kids?
I have a 9-year-old and a 2-year-old.
The 2-year-old especially going to love the Wiggles
yeah.
concert.
He's going to love it.
August 17th at Target Center. I'm going to be there with my kid. I asked him yesterday. I said, Carson, you know, you've been to the Wiggles a couple of times before. Are you too old to go to the Wiggles? Because if you want, we can go. And he's like, I think I can go one more time.
Aww.
Like, okay, we're going to the
That's
Wiggles.
Cute.
Congratulations. We'll get set up with that. We'll be back in a second with the top things you need to know.
Thank you.
Gary Spivey. You're welcome, Nicole. Gary Spivey will be here in a second. And also, we got more Verizon phones to give away and a bunch of Star Party tickets. Breakfast free at Majors in Bloomington for Corey's going away party. Goodbye, Corey.
Oh, bye.
Bye. Line up for kisses. Goodbye kisses right over here.
Yep.
And kiss Corey goodbye. I'm first in line.
I brought a mouthwash.
Hey, guys.
Give him some sugar.
Somebody.
Come here. One
give
second.
Some sugar. Come on. Give him some sugar. Give him a little bit.
Who's uncomfortable right now? We'll be back in a second with KDWB.
KDWB. Who you know won't help you.
Miss, can I see your pass? This way, please.
Have money? Doesn't matter. There's only one way in. Win. Catherine McPhee. Bow Wow. The Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. Robin Thicke. T-Pain. Mims. 1.3 KDWB Star Party 2007, presented by Metro Motor Group.
Find out more at KDWB.com.
101.3 KDWB. What's going on? I'm Corey Foley, and we got to check on traffic with Kirsten Klein.
Well, your Friday ride into work this morning getting a little bit more thick. It looks like we do have a very slow ride, averaging about 15 miles an hour if you're heading out of Burnsville. 35W northbound from Highway 13 up to Cliff Road. Arden Hills is picking up. 35W southbound from 694 to Highway 280. And, of course, we're seeing a few more cars as you head through Blaine. 35W southbound from Lake Drive to County Road 96. I'm Kirsten Klein with Total Traffic on 101.3 KDWB.
In 1986, Justin was the best breakdancer around.
My special move, coffee grind, and a headspin.
You kill yourself out there.
Until one move took him down.
Justin, no! Justin!
Now, after 20 years, he's waking up.
Justin, I never thought I'd see you again.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You really grew up. I mean, a lot.
And he's discovering...
Nobody wear parachute pants no more.
The more things change...
Parachute pants are timeless.
The more he stayed the same.
What's going on here?
It's like American Idol for dancing.
America what?
Star Search. It's like Star Search.
We gotta get the Funky Fresh Boys back together.
On April 27th.
It's the only way. To win the contest, Jen has to come back to me.
If you've got big attitude.
I can't dance like that no more. I'm a grown man.
$100,000? You better bust a move.
And killer moves.
Just because I'm fat doesn't mean I can't break.
No. Hell no.
You must be kicking it old school.
Just come over to my house. Open up my party.
Jamie Kennedy is.
It's gonna be awesome.
You hit your head real hard, huh?
Kicking it old school. Rated PG-13 for crude and sexual content and language. Opens today.
Today's the day to celebrate the lowest of the low. It's the JCPenney lowest prices of the spring blowout. Friday, 5 p.m. till close, and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. get night and day doorbuster deals. Our entire stock of Arizona Junior Swimwear, $12.99. Arizona Relaxed Original and Basic Bootcut Jeans, $13.99. And Reebok Keds and Avia Footwear, just $27.99. Doors open early Saturday at 8 a.m. for the lowest prices of the spring blowout. JCPenney, every day matters. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 4/28. Today's the day to celebrate the lowest of the low. It's the JCPenney lowest prices of the spring blowout. Friday, 5 p.m. till close, and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. get night and day doorbuster deals. Our entire stock of Arizona Junior Swimwear, $12.99. Arizona Relaxed Original and Basic Bootcut Jeans, $13.99. And Reebok Keds and Avia Footwear, just $27.99. Doors open early Saturday at 8 a.m. for the lowest prices of the spring blowout. JCPenney, every day matters. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer ends 4/28.
Broadcasting in crystal clear digital high definition and worldwide via KDWB.com. 101.3 KDWB FM, Richfield, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Hi, this is Dr. Dave Hertelundy of All Care Dentistry. We provide prompt emergency care, checkups, cosmetics, braces, sedation. Dentistry for you, your friends, and family. Call today, 952-924-9198 or allcaredentistry.com.
I think it's time for the top things you need to know. All right, I'll just start. 101.3 KDWB. Here are the top things you need to know. President Bush's approval rating slipped to new lows in the latest survey, but he's not alone. For the first time since the war began, all of the political figures and institutions in the survey have negative performance ratings. Of the American polled, only 28% had a positive view of Bush's job performance, down from 32% in February and from a high of 88% in the aftermath of the terror attacks of September 11th. The current rating is his weakest showing since his inauguration. Flight attendants at Northwest Airlines will soon have to vote on a tentative agreement on pay cuts. The agreement meets the $195 million in yearly savings that the airline demanded. Other terms of the new agreement weren't disclosed, but the rank and file voted down tentative agreements twice last year. Twins beat Kansas City 1-0 yesterday. Torrey Hunter took a fastball to the mouth. He got three stitches for a cut on the inside of his mouth, and he's listed as day-to-day. Minnesota's at Detroit tonight. That's at 6:05. And Anna Nicole Smith's baby daughter, Daniel Lynn, almost suffered the same fate as her mom. The baby's nanny says the little one was over-medicated to aid her colic. Nadine Alexi spoke on a Bahamas TV show about how Anna Nicole tried to quiet her baby. Nadine claims her former employer would medicate her child, and at the start of one of her shifts, she had a hard time waking Daniel Lynn. The nanny told sources, "When I arrived at the house one day, Daniel Lynn was sleeping from 10 to 2. I became very concerned because she didn't wake up for a feeding." Nadine also told the show she had to administer drugs to Anna Nicole. Reports of medications given to baby Daniel Lynn and taken by her mother while she was pregnant prompted the child's father, Larry Burkhead, to have tests done on the baby. He says doctors tell him she's just fine. Today we'll have some sun and a high of 72. Tomorrow, sun and a high of 73. And then Sunday, our sunniest day and our warmest with a high of 79. It's 48 right now. I'm Corey Foley, and those are the top things you need to know. Now back to the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show on 101.3 KDWB.
Corey, I'm over here right in front of you. I'm just kind of wandering through the crowd because I want to meet some of the people that came by to either say goodbye to you or to meet Gary Spivey. Hi, what's your name?
Kelly.
Where are you from, Kelly?
Isani.
Yeah, and tell me, have you ever heard of Corey Foley before, being from Isani?
Yes.
You have heard of her before. you do have radios in Isanti? No, you do not. Okay, now are you here to meet Corey Foley or to meet Gary Spivey, be honest?
Not Gary Spivey.
Not Gary Spivey. Okay, all right. So that's Corey Foley right up there. You want to say goodbye to Corey Foley?
Bye, Corey. I'll miss you.
I can't see her because Steve's giant head is in the way.
That's
a
big head. Oh, there she is. That's Kelly from Isanti.
Thanks for coming out, Kelly.
They have radios up there. Okay. And over here we have, hi. Hey, how are you? What's your name?
Megan.
Where are you from, Megan?
Lakeville.
And they have radios in Lakeville?
Yes, they do.
Okay. Can you pick out of the people up there at the front table, which one is Corey Foley?
In the pink shirt.
The pink shirt. No, actually, that's Scotty Davis. That's
hello.
Try it again. Do you want to say goodbye to Corey?
Yes, goodbye, Corey. Would love you.
Aw, thank you very much.
This dude over here actually thought that Tom Bernard was going to be here this morning. So he's like, which one of you is Terry Train? Okay, what's your name?
My name is Bill.
Where are you from, Bill?
Crystal.
From Crystal, okay. And did you come by to see Gary Spivey or Gary or Corey Foley?
Definitely Corey Foley.
Want to say goodbye to her?
I do. Bye, Corey.
Bye.
We're really going to miss you. We love you.
Aw, you're so
always
going
to cry.
Hey, and then tell her don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out.
I can't say that. It's just not going to be the same without you.
Don't let the door hit you in the ass on the way out.
Thanks,
okay.
Dave.
Thank you. All right. Who wants to win a Verizon phone, a mobile TV phone? Okay. I'm going to give somebody a chance to do this. I'm going to pick somebody randomly out of the crowd here. Somebody hasn't won anything yet. Here, you come over here with me. Okay. Hi. What's your name?
I'm Patty.
You want to say goodbye to Corey?
Goodbye, Corey.
Thanks,
you have
Patty.
We understand you have a poem that you wrote for her? No, I'm kidding. Okay, come on. She's looking at me like, what? What? Okay, come on over here right in front of the DJ booth. And by the way, if you're listening at home or in the car, we want you to come by and have breakfast at Majors in Bloomington. Look over here at our prize lady. That's our prize lady right there. Standing behind the wall. In one hand, she has... Now, we want you to stay in touch with Corey when you're gone. When Corey's gone. So we have in one hand a Verizon phone with mobile TV from Samsung and a $150 Verizon gift card. In the other hand is stationery. Stationery. Okay. Choose right hand or left hand?
Left.
Left hand. Raising the left hand is stationery. That sucks,
it
really.
Have a princess heart,
I mean,
though.
That's not even like good.
It's okay.
I mean, it's okay. It's $2 station, but the heartbreak of knowing that you almost won that, like, $500 prize
almost.
Package.
But that would have been even better.
That would have been dope.
That would have been. I'd let you try again, but I'm just not that nice. Go back and sit down, will you? Okay.
Wow.
Go back and sit down. What?
Wow.
What? All right. We got Gary Spivey coming up in a while.
Now, I don't know if you didn't. Did you look at the schedule?
What's up? What's
remember,
that for the schedule?
I asked you, I said, I need a break. I need one break.
Okay.
To do something.
You want to do it now?
You want to play a song first and I'll do it? All right.
We'll play a song first.
Steve's telling me what to do. God, it's my last day, Steve.
All right. We'll do this first and then we'll come back. We got more stuff to give away live. By the way, eat the cake from Queen of Cakes. Go eat the cake because the cake is delicious.
Eat the cake.
We'll be right back. KDWB.
He lives not alone. 101.3 KDWB. It's the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. Dave Ryan currently speaking with Gary Spivey.
How's it going, Gary Spivey?
Well, it's doing really good, Dave, but if you'll quit bothering me with all your problems, then I could, you know, you're just asking me lots of questions.
You hear that?
I got a lot of problems. I got demons. Okay, let me get rid of them, okay?
Oh, yeah?
How much time do we have?
Okay. You feel warm in your pants?
I actually do. I feel warm and light in my pants. You did that on purpose, didn't you? Yeah. All right. Stop it, Spivey. Hey, Gary Spivey's here. He's going to do stream psychic makeovers in a little while. By the way, if you're here at Majors in Bloomington, when you see Gary, don't stare at his hair. It's rude, okay? All right? Just pretend that it's normal hair. Don't stare at it.
It is normal hair.
Oh, you're staring at my hair.
Holy crap, is that some hair? Oh, my God. Okay, Corey said she needed a break here. I needed a minute here. So what's going on?
I wrote a little letter, and I'd like to read it.
Really?
If you don't mind.
Okay.
Dear Dave, I don't even know where to begin because I can't believe 4 years have come and gone since I started here at KDWB. It could have been really difficult considering the circumstances surrounding my move. However, you made it really easy. I never felt like an outsider. I felt welcomed and appreciated. We've had a lot of laughs, and I know it wouldn't be the person I am without having worked with you. I'm a little wiser today, more confident, and definitely more perverted. Now that's magic.
You had me, then you lost me. No, this is very sweet. I wasn't expecting this. Wow.
You supported me through three days, and you helped me fundraise, and you were usually the first person to donate, and only called me a boy a few times when I shaved my head. You taught me how to ski, you called my movers when my stuff never showed up, and you shared what is the best sauce to use on Little Smokies.
Famous Dave's, yeah.
It's been an honor and a privilege to work with you. KDWB and the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show will always have a special place in my heart. You are a true friend, and I can't thank you enough for everything over the years. I will miss you more than you know.
Aww. Do we get to make out now? We probably should. Make out.
Top of field, Dave. Go ahead.
Real quick.
Just a little bit.
Real quick.
We won't look.
And down the pants.
There it is.
You know what? That's very sweet. Very sweet.
I did have a little something for, you know, I didn't want to leave anybody out because, you know, Steve-O, you always make me laugh, and that is a true gift. Crisco, I don't know what I'd do without you because now I always know it was on The Family Guy.
Exactly.
You don't need TiVo.
Wilson, she's not here, but you are extremely smart, and you're going to go very far. Allie and the entire promotions crew, you guys are great friends. You're always there ready to help with a smile and a helpful word. Girth, I'm waiting for your fruit bowl because those are the best. Riggsy, back at the station, you give me that oh-so-sexy, creepy vibe.
Yeah.
Shattuck, Waz, who's not here. Scotty, who showed up. I love that. I can always count on Scotty. Lucas, Tim, everybody at KDWB, I love you so, and I'll miss you.
That's very sweet. We'll miss you too, Corey.
Thanks.
Wow. Steve and I, we have a little speech.
Yep. Special.
You have it, right? Don't you, Steve?
Yeah, I got it right here, Dave.
You have it?
You're right here.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right.
You ready?
Okay.
Go.
Well, it's blank. It's blank.
Mm-hmm.
We forgot to print it out. No, you know what? Seriously, that's very sweet and very nice. And I know you do. And it's been seriously. I don't want to get like, you know, when we get drunk, we'll get a little bit more mushy.
Let's cry later.
And things like that. But it's been wonderful to have you work here. And but when somebody comes in, we've been so lucky to have such a slow turnover on the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. Because you think about it, Volsbeek was here for like what, 47 years?
Yeah,
like that. Okay. and then she left, and then Angie came in, and we were lucky to have her for like 3 or 4 years. Okay, and you think about a lot of places where you work. People come and think about a place where you've worked. Anybody here worked at the same place for 14 years? Think of all the people that come and go and come and go in 14 years.
I've never ever had a party either when I left.
Yeah.
Usually I just disappeared and nobody talked about me ever again.
So we've been really lucky. That's the way it is in radio. Ask Jackson. Okay?
Who? Aww.
What? Jackson's listening to the show right now. He's still our buddy. But seriously,
Jackson,
ask him.
Tapes or CDs, just, Jackson?
Boom. Just gone. So, so we've been very lucky to hold on to you for 4 years. But, you know, bigger, better things await. So you're off to the South to you know, start your new life and be with Jeff. That's all very nice.
Blame Jeff.
Jeff, you son of a... All right, listen, it's 7:15. We've got more with Corey Foley, more with Gary Spivey. Next, live from Majors in Bloomington on 101.3 KDWB.
KDWB. 101.3 KDWB. Dave Ryan in the morning show.
All right, you know what? That's it. That's it. That's enough. No,
we're having fun.
No, we're not having fun.
Dave Ryan. Next. It's just...